The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Because of battery fire concerns, e-scooters will be banned on public transport from next Monday. So how are users and commuters reacting? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
It's rush hour at Euston Station, and commuters are arriving into the city for the day's work. They're carrying bags, fold-up bikes, and for the last time, e-scooters. From next Monday, October 7th, e-scooters will be banned on public transport nationwide. That includes Dublin Bus, Bus Éireann Services, Irish Rail and the Lewis.
Yes, I think it's a good idea. I think they're very bulky. It can be difficult when the darts are packed.
I just think it's so cramped at the moment on the trains. So people actually had bicycles on there today, and people who are wearing work clothing are forced up against quite dirty bikes. So I think additional sort of other means of transport on a train probably isn't appropriate.
There are obstacles, especially when it's crowded. They're not all made to the same standards. I know one went on fire before, so that's another reason why I think they should be banned.
Why am I allowed to take this bike and they're not allowed to take e-scooters? It doesn't make sense.
I've only ever seen one or two, but they always fold them down and put them in the baggage area, so I'd have no problem with that.
Yeah.
I do have a huge problem with them in general, but
banning something that encourages people to get around the city out of their cars is just not the right thing to do.
The travellers who will be most affected are, of course, those who use e-scooters as part of their commute.
That sucks. Even on the train?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of screws me over then. Yeah, I didn't know that was happening, and now that's kind of disappointing because I'm after buying that to save me time. Like you said, this is all news to me, so now I'm disappointed. It saves me money. It saves me time more than anything, you know. I work 8 hours a day. It takes me an hour, maybe 2 hours to get home. If I can't use this, it's a waste of money, basically. So I don't use it otherwise, just to get to work.
Well, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're all right.
I use it to go to rugby training, which is in the other side of the city. Usually I use it for that. Today I'm using it to go to Cork. Tomorrow I'm at a conference, so I figured that the taxis will be difficult to get, so I'm bringing the scooter to get from the hotel to the conference. For me, the scooter is nice in that sense that I have autonomy. I don't have to take a taxi or to buy a car to get to the places, but it's unfortunate that it won't be allowed in trains.
I use that every day. Transport come from Southbridge to here and from the train station to my work, which there is no transport from there. Yeah, basically I need to go out of my home half an hour earlier. From the train station to my work, it's going to be, instead of 5 minutes with this, like 20 minutes by walk.
And so is that disappointing for you to hear the news?
Yes, actually it is. I just brought this like 3 months ago. It's been great to go to work, and honestly I don't think it's fair, not only for me, but as I said, a lot of people need and use that, you know.
So they're only legalized earlier this year. I think it might have been April when the legislation actually came into effect, and then they're being banned off public transport in October. So that's one of the most irritating parts of this.
Jason Cullen is chairperson of Dublin Commuters Coalition.
They went out in good faith with the government, bought these e-scooters if they had been waiting. And now they've just come out of effectively nowhere and put this ban in place. Campaigners have spent a large number of years working to get e-scooters legalised because they are an excellent solution to the last mile problem. And that is getting from your home or your place of work or school to your mode of public transportation and then onwards to your final destination, wherever that might be. The housing crisis is pushing people further and further outside of Dublin. And the biggest challenge for people is that their public transport point is just a little bit further away from their home than walking might reasonably be available for. And so what people have tended to do is hop in the car and make the whole journey. Unfortunately, we have a lot of bike theft, so that's not really becoming an option for anybody or people in the city anymore. So e-scooters represented this excellent solution. They were relatively inexpensive. They are reasonably easy to use. They are very portable, and you can bring them into your office or into your home and store them under your desk and charge them, and then they're ready to go back on the bus or the train later on. So to have them banned, it's extremely frustrating after all that work has gone into place. People will probably fall back to their most recent form of transportation. Yeah. In some cases, that could very well be the car. Maybe they're pushed onto something, some form of transport that maybe takes a little bit longer. Maybe they have to make a connection that they didn't have to make with the e-scooter. So that could be a bus change. That could indeed be the troubles we've been seeing on the northern commuter lines, on the DARTs. They're completely overloaded right now with the new timetable. So, you know, that could see more demand on those services that might already be under demand.
The NTA say the ban is a safety measure, citing reports of e-scooters combusting on public transport abroad. The batteries of e-scooters, they say, are a fire hazard.
The thing I don't understand is that they have allowed for electric bikes to continue to be used on public transport or to be carried on public transport, despite the fact that they would have the same battery.
Paddy O'Brien is co-founder and director of Irish e-scooter brand Loco Scooters.
And the logic that I have seen is that they're more established in the market, e-bikes, so they have a history that can be looked back on. But electric scooter batteries are the same. They're made by the same factories, same components, everything's the same. And if I put two of them side by side on the table, you wouldn't be able to tell which is which.
So why do you think then e-scooters are being targeted?
I think it's just new technology, and it's like it's a bit of a boogeyman thing, you know. Like, I see articles all the time and like stories online about electric scooters bursting into flames. It's not something that we have seen. Just before you came, I did a little bit of research as to how many repairs and sales we have over time. So in 4 years, we sold or repaired almost 19,000 scooters. We have dealt with no incidents of fire for anything that we sold. We've had nobody walk in the door with an electric scooter that went on fire. It's disappointing. It's disappointing for our customers as well, because we've had so many people contact us and they're like, what am I going to do now? Like, how do I get to work?
Because the batteries on e-scooters are so low to the ground, the NTA say they are particularly susceptible to damage that might affect their functionality and safety, putting passengers and drivers at risk. Sean Yates is the National Bus and Rail Union spokesperson.
Unfortunately, a lot of these scooters are not regulated. They don't have the CE certs on them, and they don't have the proper batteries or the batteries that we would consider to be safe. As is seen in Madrid, Barcelona, London, the danger of them in close proximity to the driver, I think, is what had our members campaigning and asking us for a long time to get in touch with the companies and try and get a ban, because they were only regulated recently and they've been banned in the UK since 2021. So there was a concern about explosions. And I think the majority of them are very happy that it is coming in, albeit apprehensive about having to deal with the complaints that they'll inevitably have to deal with. We are anticipating that there will be problems of an antisocial behaviour type when confrontation between driver and somebody in the e-scooter. And at that stage, we have to rely on our colleagues in the Garda Síochána to intervene. And then, I mean, everybody empathises with people who've spent money on things like that. Your money was wasted. It's terrible, but unfortunately, health and safety has to come first.
And that report from Sarah.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.